Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Gisto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops it up and throws to first, with Kovileski covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Burns moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Chick Fuster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuster hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Leibold. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Mitchell catches it and throws to third to double up Stevenson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovalevsky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a pop-up towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto strikes out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris throws the ball into Feuchter, who tags O'Neill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt moves to second. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovalevsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Feuchter bunts towards third. Stevenson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters bunts towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Feuchter moves to second. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Feuchter moves to third. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 2 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski fires to first and has Mitchell trapped. There's the throw to Wamsgans, who tags Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. Gisto is hit by the pitch. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Gisto moves to second. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gisto moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Fuchter steals second. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kovilevsky, and towards Stevenson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-3 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Leibold reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gisto hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Stan Kovilevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovilevsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Kovilevsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pratt. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Pratt steals second. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fuchster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 3 in the game. Jamison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski pinch hits for Roxy Walters. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive towards first. Gisto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinn for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gisto scoops it up and throws to first, with Kovilski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Muddy Rule now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Wood reaches second base with a double. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gisto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wood trying to get to home. Leibold throws the ball into Rule, who tags Wood, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovalevsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Kovalevsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker is walked intentionally. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the mound. Kovalevsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is walked intentionally. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 4 in the game. Quinn hits a pop-up towards first. Gisto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gisto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-4 in the game. Kovileski bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Evans moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Kovileski moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Evans scores. Kovileski moves to third. Jameson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.